a man who loves winter weather like nobody I've ever met, Mr. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, it may not feel like it this morning. I am outside right now in 8 degrees, and it certainly doesn't feel like it, but December has started off, as other months this year, of being warmer than normal, and it was not until yesterday that we hit temperatures that would be, quote, normal. And today, we will be below normal all day, and I did hear you say a reference to a below zero for tonight or early tomorrow morning. Last year at my house here, we did hit below zero in December, but the Weather Service in Duluth did not record a below zero until January. So we're getting off to a little bit of an earlier start. The solstice is on the 21st. Today is the 9th, so we're a few days ahead of that. But we had a really, really interesting, you know, the last time I spoke to you, it's hard to believe it right now, Lisa, but there was no snow on the ground. Last time I spoke to you, we had a return to aught wind. We had a warm-up spell that landed that lasted from late November into early December. But things turned around. We got snow on Sunday, December 4, and that was followed by off and on lots of snow showers since then, but not a great amount of snow. And then we got some cold to go along with it. So we'll see what it has to offer. One of the things that has been consistent in this past week has been clouds. We've had a lot of cloudy days. We've had some strong winds. Oh, gosh, we had 3 days there where it seemed like even at night the winds just never stopped. The continuous winds, mostly from the west and southwest. So putting those together, and it has felt, yes, it has felt chilly. It has felt like winter, and some of us are quite satisfied with that. On the other side of it is we are now at the time of the earliest sunsets of the whole year, 4:20, and this will continue now for another week. And sunrises are not until about 7:40 or 7:45, and they will continue to get later. They will get all the way until after 8 o'clock by early into January. Well, that's one reason why the month of December has often been called the dark month. But if you look at the other side of it, we are right now in approaching the full moon. The full moon will be on the night of the 14th. And so we will get plenty of bright at that time, and if we get a snow cover, it will be definitely very bright. We're also approaching the time of the Geminid meteor shower. That's next week. The Geminid meteor shower is just one of several meteor showers throughout the year, and it just means that there's more meteors falling than usual. And it's always a worthwhile thing to see. With a full moon, though, it'll be a little bit harder to see it. The amount of snowfall we've gotten so far this month, more or less 7 inches, is a little bit more than normal at this time. Now, we'll see what December has to offer. Sometimes there's very little. Sometimes there's going to be a tremendous amount. So we'll see what it has to offer. I have some other bird news of note. Every year, it seems like there's one kind of finch that will hang around the bird feeders, sometimes in very big numbers. It could be redpolls. It could be pine siskins, purple finches, and so forth. Well, this year, right now, it seems to be goldfinches, and I have a flock that's been hanging around every day. Somewhere of 25 to 30, some days it looks like as many as 40. So they have been hanging around, and with this cool temperatures, I think they're going to be more likely to be at the feeders as well. In addition to that, I had some really interesting bird sighting the day before yesterday. It's a little hard to believe this, but I was out walking. Day before yesterday, I was out walking in the woods, and I heard a noise of something high up in the sky, and I stopped to take a look, and it was a flock of migrating tundra swans. Tundra swans are the swans that nest in the far north. That's why they're called that. They are late migrants every year, but finding them flying over as late as early December is extra late, and that's thanks to the November that we had. Well, this flock I estimated to be about 50, and they were going across. They winter in Chesapeake Bay, but as they go across, they have a couple of resting sites. One of those resting sites is along the Mississippi River down by Winona, and they will congregate there sometimes in the thousands before they move on to their next sites. Well, these had not yet even reached that spot. Well, I continued my walk, and then a little bit later I heard more, and I took a look, and there was a second flock. And then as I rounded out my walk, a third flock came over. So altogether there was well over 100 that were migrating across. Like I say, it seems like a pretty late date for migrating, but it was happening. This brings up another thing. I had a neighbor tell me about seeing swans in some open water on a lake as recently as maybe 2 weeks ago. And those were probably not tundra swans. Those were probably trumpeter swans, which is another whole story in itself. And they will stay as far north as possible. And speaking of open water on the lake, 2 days ago I went to visit the lake, and I estimated 80 to 90% of the lake was still open. Then I went back to visit it yesterday, and I estimated 80 to 90% of the lake was frozen. So quite the difference. We are now having what I refer to as the refreeze up, because we had had something before. Every night, bird feeder, we still have plenty of flying squirrels. Daytime, gray squirrels, but we have a little interesting thing to watch. We live in an area where there is a mixture of conifers and deciduous trees, and therefore we have pine squirrels occasionally, also known as red squirrels. We have them showing up at the bird feeder occasionally. Sometimes they stay away and they don't come until late in the season. But this year I have one that's arrived pretty early. Well, I have nicknamed this red squirrel, I have nicknamed him Rough Red, because every time he comes in contact with a gray squirrel, even though the gray squirrels are much larger, he'll chase them away. And he was out there doing it again this morning, so he is a very aggressive critter. Other things of note, during my walks this week, I saw a couple of snowshoe hare. The snowshoe hare have turned all white. I was very glad to see them, and lots of tracks of them showing that maybe the populations are going up. I was glad to see that. Now, the week before, I saw a snowshoe hare, and it was in a background where there was no snow, and so it stood out very clearly of being white when there was no snow. The big mammal sighting of note this week, though, has been otters. One day I went down to the lake shortly before the freeze-up. Just looking around, I saw some movement, and there was a family of otters. They had climbed up on a log, and they were rather resting or whatever they were doing. But it didn't faze them, even though there was ice on much of the lake. It didn't faze them at all to jump right back in the water and swim away. They are amazing. A large member of the weasel family that stays active all winter, and they just find whatever they can to feed on, mostly aquatic. Very good swimmers. They catch a lot of fish and so forth, so it's always interesting to watch them. And then, this is not too quick to say something about this, but as soon as late next week, the Christmas bird counts begin. It's a little hard to believe that this is where we are, but this is where we are. And welcome to winter of 16-17. Okay, Lisa, have a good day.
Thank you much, Larry. Larry Weber is our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays, right here on 103.3 KUMD.